Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. This morning we are going to look at two parables from the Gospel of Luke. Now don't get scared, they're pretty short. And they're also very interesting. At first glance, it's quite simple. But for me, every time I read it, it hits me. Sometimes it's the same thing, but every time I get a good message out of it. And it helps me. We're going to be reading out of the 15th chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 10. It's Luke 15, 1 through 10. As I ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. And again we read as follows in the name of our Lord. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons, which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. Please be seated. These parables come in answer to what the Pharisees and scribes are saying. Jesus is walking around in the streets, and a large crowd has begun to gather around him. But now they see the publicans and the sinners. They see all those that are openly sinners. And the Pharisees know that these men are not good. They shouldn't be with Jesus. They shouldn't be around a holy man. When Jesus hears this murmuring and talking, he tells them these two parables. And I don't know if it is very clear to them, but it becomes very clear to us that Jesus is reaching out to them. These tax collectors and sinners, whatever they might be. We've all learned from the Bible, from past sermons, from Sunday school, from many different places, we have all learned that Jesus is seeking the sinner. He is seeking those that are lost. He's rejoicing that they're listening to him. The Pharisees and scribes, the holy men that they are, that's not being sarcastic, they are very holy men. They have spent their lives learning the books of the law, the books of the Old Testament, and living by them. They are wondering who this man Jesus is, why he knows so much, and why people are following him. Some of them are even beginning to believe in him. But when they see him talking to the sinners, they don't like it. A man of great stature, a man of great learning, should not be with those that sin. And we all know that everyone sins. But this is talking about those that openly sin. Those that have no problem with it. They sin and they know it. Well, they might not even know it. They just live their lives to the best of their abilities, or the worst of their abilities, whichever way you want to look at it. But they don't know the Lord. They don't know the law. And the Pharisees and scribes don't want them to. They don't think that they should be able to learn about it. They don't think they'd be able to understand anything. But Jesus, the great man that he is, loves them all. He tells us the first parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, would not leave the 99 to go find one that is lost? How many of us would go to find that one? I don't know, personally, I can't say I've gone to look for the sheep. If the sheep are out, they're usually all out. But it happens with cattle all the time. One will be gone. I've spent days looking for one calf. One calf out of 250 animals. Spend days looking for it. Is it more important than the rest? No. But it is one of the rest. If you find that one sheep, would you lay it on your shoulders and carry it back, rejoicing as you go? Just as proud as you can be that you found it. That is what Jesus does. Jesus sends us as his ambassadors out into the world to find those that are lost, to find those that don't know the right path, that have no idea who Jesus is. And for everyone that is found, he rejoices. It's a beautiful thing. Every day, we are given the opportunities and the means to go out and find people, to let them know the love of Christ. I know many of you are doubting. I used to doubt myself. I still doubt every once in a while. But we are given the means to do this. And every time God works through us to save one more person, there is rejoicing in heaven for that one person. Now, I've heard some people say that, well, what about the 99 that are still left there? Wouldn't they feel neglected? I don't think so. We can go through the technical terms of it, but in Jesus' time, if there was a group of 100 sheep, there was at least 2, sometimes 4 people watching that group. So the shepherd didn't just leave that group there unattended. They were still in his care. You look at it from a congregational standpoint. If Pastor Jerry was unable to tend to you, there are a multitude of other pastors in the area that can take care of it. We have all been provided for. We have no need to feel neglected. If someone decides that they need to go and try to reach other people, do missionary work, whatever it may be, we are all in the care of God, so we need not feel neglected or less important. Now in verse 7 at the end of that, I'll read the whole verse. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Celebrating is going on for that one that was found, for that one that has repented and come to know the Lord. But there's not celebrating for the 99? If you were one of those 99, would you feel a little bit weird about the whole situation? You can look at the story of the prodigal son. When the prodigal son returns, the celebration that goes on, the killing of the fatted calf, his brother is pretty upset. He's been there the whole time. And now the prodigal returns, and there's a huge celebration for him. He feels pretty bad about himself. His father tells him, you have been with me all this time. You have had everything that I have. You are being cared for. There's no reason to feel neglected. There's no reason to feel bad. There's already been a celebration for you. Those 99 that need no repentance, there's only one way to need no repentance: to have already repented. Their celebration has already happened. They celebrate for the one that is found. They are in that celebration for the one lost sinner. We praise God. We celebrate with him because one of our brothers or sisters has come to know him. Now we go into the 8th through the 10th verses. We talk about the woman. Woman having 10 pieces of silver, and she lost one. She lights a candle, sweeps her old house, going through everything, seeking diligently to find that one piece. And when she finds it, what does she do? She calls her friends and her neighbors to come over and celebrate with her. Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Jesus says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Jesus is relating this woman to the way that he seeks people. The way she sought out that piece of silver. She tore her whole house apart just to find one piece of silver. Could that piece of silver help her? Could it have started looking for her? No. That piece of silver had no say in what was going on. This woman was looking for it and would not quit looking for it until she found it. Now, what does that say about us? What does that say about those that are not in Christ? No matter how hard we try to beat the Bible down their throat, no matter how hard we preach at them, no matter what we do, if it is not God's will, it will not happen. The will of God is for every sinner to be found and saved. We do not get discouraged if someone doesn't come to know the Lord from our preaching, from our loving, from whatever we do. We do not get discouraged because it is in the hands of God. When God changes their heart, opens their eyes, But how does that happen? How does the sinner get the opportunity to learn? Get the opportunity to be loved? Through us. We as Christians are given the command to love one another. Through that love, Jesus flows. We are given the opportunity every day. We are given the means every day to find the lost sheep, to find the lost coin. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is searching diligently for those that are lost. He is searching through us. Go out and find them. Go out and love them. Love each other. So we can rejoice. We can sing praises to our Lord, to our God. That one more person has come to know Him. In Jesus' name, Amen.